When the parents threw it on the son, they did not know what they're doing. It's not called hasmona. They were just bitter. They felt so bitter that they lost the son, they stopped throwing clothing on him. But not that they really meant it should be hasmona, it should be fatach rechem. Therefore, whoever comes along and saves it has the right to save it. For the Gemara Hilchi is so hungry, son, well, that's what we learned on this. Amr Shem Liom, the Ned of Ramamuram was this said, Shlanoga Benito. Only if when the parents threw the clothing on the son, it did not touch the coffin itself. Avonoga Benito. But if the clothing touched the meat, it touched the coffin, then asurim, then the begotten do become asa. The kashra is why. If you're telling me here now it's a svara mishum rayu, that the parents are bitter, that's why they're doing it, but they do not really mean it should be tachrichim, so why does it become asa bano then? Even if it touches the coffin, still it should not be asa bano. Mars says true. Here it's exerit galochim. I'll tell you, tirgum ula. Ula answers here, b'mita hanikberes imoy. We're talking about the coffin, that they bury him in this coffin. That's where the body is now. If so, if they throw the clothing in the coffin itself, there is a gzera to michlefei betachrichi ames. If people will see that you're allowed to take the clothing away from him, people will think you're allowed to take tachrichim off a mace. And that you can't do. Once you put the clothing on the mace that he's going to wear, it becomes asabano. So if people will see you taking away clothing from the coffin itself, then people think you're allowed to take away tachrichim. So therefore, even though here really, it's not tachrichim, it's just top clothing the parents threw. Really, mikiradin, you could take it away, because there's no hasmona milsa here. Still, there's a gzera, though, if it goes into the coffin itself, then there's a gzera, it looks like you take it away tachrichim. But before it goes on the coffin, before they have him on, in the coffin, they have him on the stretcher, there will be mutam. There, if the parents throw clothing on him, and then has to come and take it away. Because there, hasmona is lav milsa, because it's only mishum mirurayu. Right, the Tashim are coming here. It says, kiss. If you have the tefillin zekel, you beg, you put your tefillin in. Also, nechbe mois, you're not going to put money inside it. So, nechbe tefillin, you nechbe mois. If you only put tefillin in there one time, but you didn't designate it to leave it there, then it doesn't become kedusha. It has the zakol that shmish kedusha, and you could put money in. The chutzurayin to abaya. The Rashi just says if you make it for tefillin, if your purpose is to designate it to be used for tefillin, it becomes also to put money inside it. So it's a riot to Abaya. Mora says, no. Aim learning the ratio of soul vanich by tefillin. Like rather, two things. You have to designate it for tefillin, and then you actually put your tefillin inside it. Then the locher is also nich by mois. And that's the locher. That when your tefillin zekel, you can't put anything else inside it. Not even a siddur. Unless metchilu, when you first put your tefillin in, you made a condition of tonight that you want to put a siddur there. But otherwise, the tefillin zekel itself is tashmishi kedusha. You can't even put a siddur there. Kiddurav chizda, we had before from chizda. You need two things. You have to designate it for the tefillin, and you actually put your tefillin inside it. Then the zekel becomes a tashmishi kedusha that you cannot put a davar shel chol in it. By shenkin in the talis zekel, that's okay. Because the talis is not called tashmishi kedusha. A talis is only a mitzvah. And tashmishi mitzvah, not asa banon. So therefore, the bed you put your talis in, there you're allowed to put money in, you can put other things inside it also. The talis zekel, it does not become mosta. That's only tashmisha mitzvah. It's only the tefillin zekel that you can't put anything else into. Tashma, come in here. Oma l'umen, asa li tikshal sefer. You tell the worker, make me a mantle for the sefer, make me a cover for the sefer Torah. Or natik shal tefillin, make me a cover for my tefillin. Like this. Actually, nishtamash ben, before you use it, kodesh, before you put the tefillin in, or before you say Torah, mutl shtamash bem chol, you could put money inside it. Nishtamash bem kodesh, but once you use it with tefillin inside it, osl shtamash bem chol, then you can't put money inside it anymore. So here it's a clear proof to Rava, that just the fact they made it for the tefillin, it does not become asa. Clearly has mono lav milsi. It's only when you actually put the tefillin in the bag, then you, it comes tashmishi kedushom, then you cannot put money or chol inside it anymore. That's the halacha. The Gemara still says tanoi, it's not like a tanoi. The tiny one like this. Tzipon zov. Somebody covers up his tefillin with gold. Go in L.A., guys in Michigan. He wants to put gold around the tefillin. Or he should tell a lame or shobayim at tanei. He wants to put an extra pigskin. He has a beautiful pigskin. He wants to put pigskin around his tefillin. Allah says, tzula. Allah says, Moshim Sinai, by putting gold around his tefillin, the tefillin becomes tzula. Or else with behemoth tanei. Behemoth tanei, let's say he puts a skin of a behemoth tanei around the tefillin. Sheris, it's good. Even though this parchment, the skin, was not made the shame kedusha tefillin, still you could use it for tefillin. This is the raya that has mono lav milsi, because you will soon say, Reb Shimon Megalil, I mean, no,
af or behemet tori, even if you want to use skin from a good cow, psulos, you can't use them for tefillin ad sheyavdin lishmon, unless you work them over lishmon. So I was told you here is, if you hold hazmon in milsahim, then it passed to make ibdon lishmon, because hazmon means something. So therefore, when you first make the parchment, the skin, for the tefillin, you have to make it lishmon. But the Tanakhama that says no, you do not need ibdon lishmon, because he holds like a rova that has mona lav milsi, that has mona means nothing. So you're not making the tefillin yet, you're only making the skin. So even if it has kavona, it means nothing. It's only has mona lav milsa. Therefore you do not need it. That's the machlokes of has mona milsa. If has mona means something, then you have to make the or lishmon. But if has mona doesn't mean anything, it doesn't help to make lishmon, you're not doing anything anyway. So it's a machlokes annoying. What's the maskana? Omele revino l'rova. Miyiko duchta. This is a new kasha now. Sam. Omele revino l'rova. Miyiko duchta. Then in such case, to romi bei meis, you have a person that died already. For y'all go beggar le meis. Like, what's the case here? Machlegas abayev rova. Machlegas abayev rova is if you have somebody that died already, and now somebody's now going to weave a beggar for him. So it takes a day. It takes time till you make the beggar. Now the shalur is, after you made the beggar for this meis, is the beggar also, can you change your money and use it for some other purpose? You ask the question, it never comes up such a case like that. A chavik of isha has to have tachrichim ready. When a guy dies, you don't go making clothing now after he's dead. You have the clothing prepared before him. Lashon is gemara that even alive people have tachrichim prepared already. You're supposed to prepare yourself tachrichim when you're alive. You don't wait till you die, it's not nice. Then to first make the tachrichim, it'll take too long. So what's your shala by a brother that you first make the tachrichim after the person died? It's not shchiach. Omle said back in, yes, it could be, it could happen. Kagoin, shich vidah chafenoi. Poor people, v'kitza. The people in this place, Rashi says, the chafenoi means aniyim hoyu. Oleyacha misa goivim lehem. When they were alive, they didn't have money to make tachrichim. They couldn't buy tachrichim when they were alive. So after they died, then they first had a girl go around collecting money for them, and then they first told the weaver to make the beggars for him. So that would be the case. Now the weaver is making the beggars for that mace. So according to Abaya, has money milsa, as soon as he finishes the beged, you cannot change your money, use it for something else. Rav holds no, even though they finished making the beged, so what? Before they put it on the mace, you can change your money, use it for something else. Now what's the maskona? Dorosh Mreinu, hukasua kabosu d'abaya. Mreinu holds the fast one, Abaya has money is something. For Abona Namri, no, hukasua kabosu d'rova. The hukasua kabosu d'rova. That's the maskona. The paskin like Rava has money, lav milsi. Just the fact you set aside something to be used for the mace, means nothing. Before you use it, you can change your mind. Tana Rabban, read like this in the Braisa. Harugei Malchus, if the king kills you, let's say a person's a murid b'malchus, he's a murid b'malchus, and the king kills him. Harugei Malchus, nechsein l'melech. After the king kills him, who keeps the nechosim? The king keeps it, not the yorshim. Harugei Bezna, if Bezna kills you, then the lachur is nechsein l'yorshim. Then the yorshim yashin the nechosim. That's what Tanakam holds. So if you don't know, Af Harugei Malchus, even when the king kills you, because you murder Malchus, also Nechsein L'Yoshim. He has the right to kill you, that's all. But you Nechosim, go over to Yoshim. Or Mulel Rabbi, the Setzer Rabbi Yehud, is that true? V'aloi Kfanem, it says in the Pasuk, Hinei B'Kerem Novois Asher Yorid Shom L'Rishtoim. That Achav went down to the Kerem of Novois to take away his property. Why? Because Novois was a murder Malchus, he was killed. So Mashmer what? That the king, Achav, took away the property. So the Yoshim do not take it. Omelem, the Rebbe answer back, no. Then Achi Yovav Hoya. Tell you, Achi was a nephew. So he had a right to take it up to Yerusha. For rarely Yoshi, took it up to Yerush, not because Alta Malchus. For the Gemara, is that true? But Loi Harbe Bonim Hoya Loi. But Nevoyus had other children. He had real children. So if it's going to Teres Yerusha, his own children should have taken it. Omelem, the answer back, no. Review those holds that Oison V'yez Bonim Hargu. When David had him killed out, Nevoyus was killed with his children also. What? No. Him and his children were both killed out. Shinam the Pasuk says, "Im loyes d'nei nevoyes v'yes d'nei bonav reisi." That I saw his d'nei bonav, his children were also killed. For Rabbanu, what Rabbanu do this Pasuk? Hahu bonav just means haroyim lotsim menu. He only killed nevoyes, but his children that would have come out from him, that's considered like killed also. So therefore, the Rabbanu hold no that harugei malchus the nechosim go to the melech, not to the yoshim. Now, this time, the man, the yom, and the same, the melech, that if the melech kills you, the melech has the right to keep the property. Hayodah says, that's what the Pasuk says, Beirach Nevoyes Elohim Umelech. That Nevoyes, like cursed out, Hashem and the melech. If you say, though, that it's proper to go to Yoshim, Lomli Melech, like, why do you have to curse out the king for? What did the king do wrong here? For the moral, the time according to your time also, Lekim Lomli, I'm going to curse out Hashem. Elo Lafushe, Rizcha, he was very angry, that's why he did it. The reason why he said the Melech here was, Stam, because he was angry. Rashi says, the Melech Lechaiva Mises Malchus Nema, Elekim Lomli, Hom Echaiv Lemishim Malchus, here. That was his time, he was angry. That's the Mechuzim Akas. The Dino Olof, Shlo Yeron Lecha Akar Achav. The name of the Shvila Horgum of Bli Pesha. Bishlem Laman Diyama Nichseim Lamelech. If you say what? That the property goes to the Melech, Bishlem Laman Diyama Nichseim Lamelech. If so, Hanan, just sit up, the Pesach says, Vayonis Yoyev Eloi El Hashem. When Shlomo Melech wanted to kill Yoyev, it says he ran, Yoyev ran, to the Eloi Hashem, to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yechazik Pekanas HaMizbech, he held on to the corner of the Mizbech. Oksiva says, V'yoyim Elo'etzei Kipo Yomas, I won't go out because I want to die here. Because he was afraid to be king by the Melech, he didn't want to be killed by the Melech, because he didn't want the Melech to take his Nechosim. So it's good why he didn't want the king to kill him. And he'd rather die by himself there. El Amand Yom Nechseim L'Yoshim, if you learn what, even if the king kills you, still your Yoshim goes, your Nechosim, goes to Yoshim, if so, Manafku L'Minei. What's the difference whether the king is going to kill him or die himself? Like, he's going to be a dead man anyway. So what was he worried about? Like, to live a little bit longer? So Mer says, yes. Look, how are you sure? He wanted to live a little bit longer. He didn't want Shemuel to kill him. So therefore, he hung on to the Mizbech. That's to say, you can't kill me now. But in both cases, it could be his Nechosim, his property, would have went to his own Yoshim. Then the Pesach says, Vayoshiv b'noyohu es ha-melech dover lemer. That b'noyohu brought back words to Shlomoi, what Yoyi said. That he said, Koy diva Yoyev, this is the way Yoyev spoke. To Koy Anon, this is the way I answered him. Omalei zil emalei. That Yoyev told Benoyev to tell the Melech, tell Shlomo Melech, that listen, Tati loy seved by Gav, you can't do two things to me. Ikotlessly, if you want to kill me now, Shlomo Melech, kibbul letusad letai yovuch. Your father David gave me a curse. So, like, if you're going to kill me now, then the curse should go upon you, Shlomo Melech. Viloi, if you're not going to kill me, then Shafka the Lake of Latusad Latayovach. Leave me alone, and then I'm a Kabul the curses that your father David gave me. So Pesach says that what did Shlomo Melech do? Vayomalei HaMelech, right away Shlomo Melech said, Asei Kasher Diber. Do the way he says, which means kill him. Pogabev Kavrosa, I want you to have Yoyev killed. So they killed Yoyev. And if so, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, that called Klolos, she killed David as Yoyev, all the six Klolos. That David cursed, oh, soon see how many, that he cursed Yoyev, Niskayim of the Zara of David. They were Niskayim by the Zara, the children of David, through Shlomo. Now it's here that Shlomo went to kill Yoyev, so that he was accepting upon himself all those curses. So that's what happened. The curses came on his children. All right, turn over. Now, what were the curses? Zemur says, if David said, Al Yachris mi beis Yoyev Zav, the show should be a Zav in your house, or Mitzerah should be a Mitzeras, or Masa Laplach, they can't walk, they have to hold on to a cane, for Neifel Becherav, they'll be killed by swords, for Chos Alechem, they won't have bread. So all these curses came to the Zav Rosh HaDavid. Zav, who is the Zav? Merchovim. So the Pesach says, Melech Rechovim, Isameis Lalois B'Makova, Lonis Yushlaim, he went on the Makova. As the Pesach in Chumash says, Hosev Chol Amerka Vashiyik Avol Abazav Yitma. Smash him with a Zav. Mitzayra Mizio. The Hosev says over there, over Cheskos when he was strong, Gavolibi, he was haughty. Adla Hashchis, he did destruction. Vayim of Hashem Lekov, he did a melee, he did a virus. Vayovol Hechel Hashem Lachter Al Mizdech Akteris. Hosev says, Vatsaras Zorcha Bemetzchay, and Tsaras came out on his forehead. So Kitzah he got Mitzaras. Masik Laplach, who couldn't walk, Me'asa, the Siddha says, Rakli, as it goes, we came older, Cholav al-Raglav, he was sick, his feet were sick, he couldn't walk, he had to use a cane. Rami Yav Yudah Marav, She'och Soi Pudgora. Pudgora, they say, means gout. He got the machla gout on his foot, he couldn't use his foot, it was hard for him to walk, he got gout. Omalei Mazutra, bread of the Nachman, Rav Nachman, Hechi Dami, let me know, how does gout feel? What kind of machla is that? She says, Omalei, Kamacha Bebosachai, the man is feeling you have a needle in your skin, in your meat. Hits it, it stings you. For the Umar Kashin of Nachman and No Yoda, how do you know of Nachman how it felt? And one of them he didn't have the sickness. How do you know how it felt? He boy saying one terrorist, he boy saying, Mom, Mechashavichai Shba, yes, he once had gout. The boy said, where else he could tell you, even if he didn't have it, the rabbi had a gomelay. His rabbi taught him. I had his rabbi, not Akasha, but his rabbi taught him how it felt. The boy said, a third, if you want to say, there's a klal of Soyid Hashem Yirei Vabrisi Ladiyim. There's certain things Hashem himself tells Tadikim. Soyid Hashem Yirei, Hashem himself gives all the Yisoyidus to his Yireyiv. There's not Akasha how they know how gout feels. Even though they never have gout themselves, but Kosh Baruch told them how it feels. Right, the cherub, where's the curse of cherub on the sword? Mi Yashio. The Siddur Pasuk says, Vayeru Hamor Lamelech Yashio, that they threw at him. And Vyamra Yudam Arav, Shasor Kogufa Kakavra. The Imam stabbed him through and through until he made his body holy like a thief. The Chos Lachem, who didn't have bread? Mechinyohu. The Siddur Pasuk says, Vyaruchosoi Aruchos Tomit Nitoloi, that all his meals hadn't been given to him. He didn't have money for his own meals. So kids, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Hanel Diyam Mishnah, this is what people say, you should know,